Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome to Radio Talk, where we talk about things you can and can't say in radio. And today,
I'm going to read the list
in
again.
Radio 101, we are finding out that
we've said a bunch of these
in classroom knowledge through a textbook form. The information that we are gaining today is news to all of us.
Yeah.
Because Barry just kind of recited a majority of the list of the 68 that he found. And I would think on a daily basis, most stations in this market have violated at least one of those rules.
No doubt. No doubt in my mind.
Some more than others, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I hear these all the time on the radio.
I do too.
Tons of them, so...
And not just on sports radio. You're bothered by this.
And I am. I don't like hypocrisy.
You need to talk to your congressman.
I don't like the hypocrisy of it all. And by the way, I said... explicative earlier, and I meant expletive. So thank you to the professor who texted in catching that and needing clarification. Yeah, I said a word wrong, bro. That's, I should go straight to
hell
for
that. When you say about 3,000 in a 3-hour period.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm sure that person has
you
never.
You try it and you become perfect.
Yeah, I'm sure that person has never messed up a word in their life. So it's all good. Thank you. See, but again, I don't mind that because it was constructive. I don't mind that kind of hate necessarily. It's just a weird, like, nothing that has no value in the
hate.
Yeah,
I mean, some of these texts are pretty pathetic. But, if you bring it like that and you have some substance and have some creativity,
fair.
I'm sure Barry will read it.
You guys know I don't shy away from that. I'll definitely read it, but just be constructive.
Like, you guys realize,
like Professor Linguistics.
That it works because I said supposedly today.
Did you?
I did.
I cannot get away from especially. I can't get away from putting an X in especially. I've said it that way my entire life, and I'm really trying hard to be a better speaker, but it's so difficult.
Yeah. That's pronounce for me the university.
Huh?
Xavier.
Xavier.
That's correct.
Yeah. Z.
That is the biggest for the people that live in the Midwest. That they pounce on you. Like if Xavier was playing here and we had a regional, for every Texan that said Xavier's playing tonight, Xavier.
Yeah, well, those same carpetbaggers would probably come in and say humble.
Very good point.
So they can go to hell.
I once worked with a guy who
my
said
anger
he
is
was
out of
from
control.
He was from the hood of Humble.
Really?
And we basically said, "Aren't you from the hood of Humble?" At that point.
I like it. We should just make the H silent on everything. It's Houston. That's the other thing that drives me nuts. People not from here will say Houston.
Yeah.
With a U up front.
And you know the one that drives me crazy, which I heard on other stations today.
Huh?
The Jaguars.
Yeah, that drives me crazy too. I can't stand it.
Everybody. Boy, the Jacksonville Jaguars are having a heck of a free agency period.
To me, it seems like you're elongating the word almost.
What, Jaguars?
Like you're adding a letter almost.
Instead of Jaguar. They pronounce Jaguar. It Jaguar.
Now that's a Southern thing. That I could see that. I would probably with my Southern twang, I would probably.
My
be
electrician
of
said
Jaguar.
That my lights weren't working right. Once we got rid of that Jaguar, we were able to get it right back on track.
I know it's Jaguar, but you know you say Jaguar. It's like people that say Pac instead of Park. Are they? People from Boston? Oh, but so we're going to excuse Boston, but we're not going to excuse the South for saying Jaguar.
Yeah, no,
you guys
you can't,
are hypocrites
because they
too.
Still say the word right.
You guys are also hypocrites.
They still say
I am
the
so
word.
So tired of this hypocrisy.
I can tell you the Boston accent words that I could use, but one of them would be on your list, so I can't do that. But at the same time, chowda.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. Everyone gets so...
First of all, grammatically, the text message would be going crazy if you might could.
But you're adding an I in Jaguar.
If you're texting right now with words that I've said wrong, trust me, I'm deleting them and don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, honest to God, I couldn't, there's nothing that I care less about in this world than your opinion on the words I use. Trust me on that. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's good.
I'm really this whole...
You are just fired up
this
today.
Whole religion thing really has me...
going to church?
Flustered. No.
No?
No.
Not this weekend?
Got me flustered.
Got a show to do. Can't make it.
Yeah, my bad.
You can go Saturday night.
I'm okay with people saying Jaguar. Why is that so bad?
Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Oh, it annoys the hell out of me. Because it's not the pronunciation of the word.
But
it's
I'll
Jaguar.
Say, but I'll say...
Like Nick said, there's no I in it.
There's no H in park. But people say Pac because of where they're from. And
I didn't hear the H there, though.
I didn't either.
Pac ya ka. There's no H's in that.
I don't think
but people say
I didn't hear you pronounce it. I don't hear
an H in there.
When I say Pac?
No.
Yeah. It just says P-A-H-K, Pac.
That's your errant spelling is what that is. There's no H involved.
You can hear the silent H is what you're saying.
Yeah. No, not the silent H. You can't hear a silent H. That wouldn't make it silent anymore.
He does have you there,
what are you talking
however.
About? You can hear the silent H?
No, I'm saying you're saying you can hear the H. You can't hear the H.
Yes, you can. That's how else would you spell it?
You cannot hear an H in the way you're saying whatever you're saying.
Well, then what is it that I'm hearing? What
like
letter?
You say,
what corresponds with it? Because you'd have to spell it some way.
P-A-C.
That's pack.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying pack. I'm saying pock.
It's the emphasis on the syllable. It's how you pronounce the A is what we're talking about. There's no H involved in the process.
I'm saying it sounds like an H. You guys.
So the Jacksonville Jaguars have done well on the defensive side of the ball in free agency.
Somebody texted in and said, please say crayon.
I just understand.
Yeah. What is it? Do some people say crayon?
Some people do say crayon.
Crayon. And that's okay? We're good with that?
I've never pronounced it that way. But that's just
because you
no,
have.
No, but up in the Midwest,
the Midwest don't say crayon.
People say get the crayons for your coloring book.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've always
and you know
crayon.
What? And you know what? If you judge them for that or you don't, then
who's
you can't
judging?
You can't judge or not for Jaguar if that's
but they're
what
not,
we say
he's
in
not
the
putting
South.
In another letter in the word. It's still C-R-A. What is it? C-R-A-Y-O-N? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really wanted you to spell that wrong.
I kind of did too.
Yeah, but
I was really for you to spell that wrong. Oh, well. All right, let's move on. I can tell
you're ready now.
I can tell Joel doesn't want to have this discussion anymore, even though I'm
We've
right.
We've already
on
gone
like
through
90.
An hour of this discussion,
literally
an
the fifth
hour.
Segment.
We talk sports. We talked Lonzo Ball and his idiot self.
No, Lonzo's the player. Dad
I mean,
is LeVar.
Yeah. LeVar. Whatever. I can't keep up with all of them. They're like the Kardashians now. They're like
the
basketball version
name.
Of the Kardashians. They're all just overhyped.
V's okay, Nick. Just don't add a I. Because then
LeVar, it's a capital V in LeVar. I've never seen that before.
Really,
LeVar? Not for LeVar. I've seen
like McRib.
Yeah,
that's a capital R.
I mean, I've seen it in other names like I don't know, like McFadden, where you have two capital, or you know, some names like that. But
McHale,
but not LeVar. That's different. That's
everybody. That's the thing. The whole thing in the last 20 years is everybody's just trying to be different spellings. Capitalizations. What was it? I'll remember the guard. There's a guard from Oklahoma State that played in the NBA that had just, if you just didn't capitalize, it's driving me nuts. I'll get the name. He was drafted by the Bulls, but seriously, it was all about the capital in the middle of the word that changed of his first name that changed it. And it was just like, come on. Can you just, James on Curry. He capitalized the O. So it's supposed to be Jameson. But he just capitalized the SOs, so it became Jameson. Jameson Curry was drafted out of Oklahoma State by the Bulls.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
There you go.
Somebody said it's Pawkberry, P-A-W-K. No, Pawk. It's no W, it's an H. I know this. I'm an expert on Boston linguistics.
Barry, how would you say C-A-W-K? just a question.
I'm not. You're not tricking me.
No,
you were thinking about it though. You're like,
he did.
Let me
for
see
a second, he almost.
You're like,
back
how can I say this?
His although, reading text ways. He almost just let it fly.
Although they would say up there.
Oh, good luck. Good luck. And tomorrow's guest co-host is going to be.
All right, fine. I'm not going to do it. But I'm trying to think of.
I'm impressed that you're actually following the rules. I thought you would still intentionally break them.
I kind of want to, but I can't afford the fine.
God.
if I get fined. I'm sure there's tons of haters out there that would love to turn me in, so I'm not going to give them the ammunition now. So, yeah. Where was the other one? Yeah. Oh, Chris from Beaumont said, Barry, I'm sorry you have to deal with all these Yankees. Thank you. Because that's what Yankees. This is. That's what this is.
What is Nick? How's Nick a Yankee?
I know. I don't know where he got that from, but it's all good.
I mean, you know.
You know.
Win in Rome, which isn't really Yankee, but whatever.
Because that made a whole hell of a lot of sense. All right, Jaguars talk will be back in a minute. We're going to talk all about Keenan McCardell, the wide receiver coach of your favorite team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're fixing to get to that and a whole lot more.
Fixing to. See, that's a Texas thing.
That's why I said
you
it.
You can go straight to hell for messing with fixing to. That is a staple of the.
But I don't think I'm going to.
You might could.
I might could.
That one I don't think
I'm going to.
Oh, I'm so bad with fixing to. Like, that's what. But we used to say icebox. Like,
y'all, I might could. We don't call but I'm it. Fixing to do something else.
We don't call it the refrigerator. We don't. Growing up, we call it the icebox. Like, that's what we called it. And we would say fixing to. It's a Texas
called it
thing.
The fridge.
Midwest, we had both.
I don't know what to tell y'all.
Because the fridge was in the kitchen and the ice box was out in the garage where you kept other things.
Oh.
Drinks and frozen meats and things like that.
That was just the other freezer? Ice box. Yeah, there was an ice box and the other ice box.
Sometimes yeah. It's just so simple.
Freezer.
All yeah. Right.
You're right, though, freezer.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more. John, we see you. We'll get to you. We have calls waiting. We have people hitting us up on Twitter, so we'll continue this merry mess that we call the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick Brick gaining brownie points again with his Wayback Tuesday because he's using KISS, which a lot of people like. Dr. Love, that's what they call Nick on weekends. We've been kicking around a lot of subjects, a lot of issues, some personal, some not so much.
A couple of texters reminded me about sometimes there's a word that you use. You would get it at Home Depot, all right? And it's often, it sounds or maybe is mispronounced wrong, but like if you were going to, let's say you were renovating your bathroom. Mm-hmm. And you're in the shower in the tub area and you get it all renovated. And one of the last things you do is you put some caulk on it, right?
Jeez, I mean, it took a long time to get there, but I see what you're doing.
You caulk your tub. Yeah, and sometimes you caulk your windows.
You're messing with me right now.
No, C-A-U-L-K,
okay,
caulk.
You made your point.
There's no H in it.
But there's no H in it, and people have my back now on the H thing. Thank you very much.
Well, you're only picking the ones that have your back.
They said the W is New York, pock, and the H is Boston, pack. So anyways, yes, the texter did come up with another one. And then the dude that was giving me a hard time on text really had a funny text, though. He said his favorite Southern lingo is getting a group of people something. Hold on, I'm going to get y'all stuff. That is so Texas. And I've probably said that exact phrase before. So now I'm going to go back to ignoring his text. But that was a good one.
I got a tweet too from someone that said pronounce the Astros new outfielder's last name.
Yeah, JJ Redick.
Right, that's the kind of thing. So it brings up. It just reminds me of a story of one of my best friends here who, like you guys, has lived his whole life here, has had a dad who's now deceased, God rest him. But at the same time, he had a twang, and he didn't care. But we went over there one day for the holidays. And he sat down and proceeded in front of me to tell his son that they needed to go down to the Home Depot, which was still emphasis on a little bit on the wrong syllable, but basically said that he needed to go down. Jamie, we need to go down to the Home Depot and we need to hire us a few of them Hispanics because of the fact. And I went, what did he say? and my buddy's like, no, man, just let it go. I go, are you kidding me? Let it go? I go, I realize it's your dad, but that's disrespectful. And he's like, dude, my dad's old. He still wears overalls. Just leave him alone. I'm like, no, you can't do that. He's like, it's just the way he talks. He doesn't mean anything by it. No sooner did he get off of that, we were watching basketball, and it was Carolina Duke, and he proceeds to say what a great game it is, and my buddy says, well, Dad, I mean, what stands out to you? And he goes, I don't know, they're two evenly matched teams, but that J.J. Redick, he can shoot it. And I just looked at him, and I went, all right, you made your point. I can
I would have let him talk, too. That's just too entertaining.
Yeah, I just let that one go. Yeah.
That is just too entertaining. High Hispanic.
And rolls right into J.J. Redick.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. High Hispanic.
Very just, bad.
But again, I can't really hate, man. Being from Texas, sometimes we just say it how it sounds. Or you know what I mean? Like, you look at a word, and sometimes you just...
I'm just guilty of saying y'all. Everything else I say, absolutely perfect.
I am guilty of putting letters in words just to make them sound fancy. So I've done that before. I don't care. It's whatever.
It's whatevs.
I'm going to get y'all stuff. I love that.
And again, geographically, there's a lot of... We were talking about put down and cut down words. Now you got me all worried. Now I don't know what I can say and what I can't say.
That list is 68. Yeah. I was like, oh, God. That's
so like Midwest, they use
that.
The term jag-off, which could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But outside of the Midwest, people are like, what's that? Right? But in the East, they call it... They'll call someone an ass clown. I'd never heard it, but I think it's an all-world name. I really do.
I like ass clown, too.
Yeah, I think that really can be really effective.
I'm giving you that rope.
I know you are, but yeah. I let you have it for an hour.
I was going to say, that's you fine. Left me out there on the ledge by myself
when you
for an hour
JC'd
plus.
About 16 times in 5 minutes.
No, I talked about the Broadway play. I never
Wait, what
once,
play was that?
It's Jesus Christ Superstar. I never once said the word.
I think you did. It's two words.
Nope.
Two words.
Yeah, true. All right. I never once said the
so
name.
So evidently, we turned this entire gathering today of the Usual Suspects from a sports-centered show
sports.
To predominantly how we can educate our listeners and also try and provide guidance. So with that being said, John needs our guidance with a bit of a personal dating issue. So we had Trey try and explain it to us, and as best he could, he gave us the deets, as you would say.
Yep.
So, John, bring it to the listeners. What do you got?
John, don't cuss.
Keep it clean.
Yes, my friend, he's been dating this girl for a couple weeks now, and she looks good. And she sent him a picture, and we looked at it, and I guess the lighting was bad.
Like, wait, was it a nudie, or was it just a regular picture?
It was her and her bra and thong.
Okay.
But there's a certain shadow, and we're looking at it, and we go, there can't be a lot of stuff down there, can it? He goes, I think it's just a shadow, the way he's sitting. The lighting's bad.
The way he's sitting?
What's that?
Did you say the way he's sitting?
No, the way down there.
Yeah, oh, no, I got you.
Down south?
Yeah.
It looked like there's a lot of forest down there and down south.
All right, she's hairy.
But
she looked hairy.
Goes, I think it's the lighting.
Okay.
So, they went out anyway. They got, they did the nasty, and let's just say he didn't like his trip to Busch Gardens.
Okay.
Because, it was Busch Gardens.
Right.
Fear the beard.
Yeah, it was a cross between Harden and who's the other one from the Cubs?
Dallas Keuchel?
Yeah, Dallas Keuchel.
Okay, so what's the question? Because I really feel like you just called to say Busch Gardens on the air, John. Yeah. What's the question?
No, well, and then she went and took a dump in his bathroom and stains in the toilet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then even use a freshener or a courtesy flush.
Really?
She's got a steel stomach, though.
Jeez. Yeah, and I just want to give a shout-out to my buddy. His name is Mike Hunt.
Dump that. All right, John.
Dude, I was wondering with the voice the whole time.
John.
What are the chances this guy has a
no life?
Full of little boys trapped in a basement somewhere?
Jeez, Nick. Wow.
God, he sounds creepy.
God.
Yeah,
well, he
I was
going to
say,
creepy.
Did we just interrupt something, or did you just put on pause what you were watching on your computer?
You could literally, I could tell, that's why right away it was like, don't cuss, because you could tell he wanted to try and say as many things that were as close to filthy as possible.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's why I had Trey come in.
John, at least do better than that. Like, that was on the level of effort, that was maybe a 3 out of 10, bro. That was weak.
Plus, his delivery was kind of like, what's the comedian Stephen Wright?
Yeah, no.
You're trying to talk extra slow and everything like that.
That was weak sauce, John. You got to bring it better than that. Like, if you're going to try to sneak it in.
You really think his name's John?
Gee, you think?
Yeah.
Do a little better than that, though, man. I'll give you a 3 for the effort. Not great. Not great. All right, well,
Or Jerry Sandusky.
Just ruined all of our momentum. Now we're right back off the tracks and back in the ditch.
Although he does bring up a good point. Did you ever date a chick that, you know, like, because inevitably, even early on in dating, someone's got to go to the restroom. Someone's got to go number two. Someone's got to, you know, take a growler. Mm-hmm. And the chick, too. Have you ever had that where you've gone in after the chick later?
No, thank God.
Not that it stunk, but where she had left a mark?
No, thank God.
Because even if I was at a chick's house and I did that and left a
what
tire
are you
mark,
eating to have that happen?
Oh, it can happen. But you leave. But then you got to keep flushing until it goes away. Like, you got to get that natural cleansing. That's, you don't leave that bathroom until that bowl is clean.
Nah, just stick your hand in there, Barry. And
bro, no.
Get the smudge out. Just wash your hands when you're done.
No, but that does bring up a good point. Would that ruin it for you? Let's say you're dating a chick. Fourth date. And she spends the night at the house. And you wake up in the morning and she's like, oh, I'm going to go freshen up or whatever. And then she comes out. Doesn't even smell. Let's just say it doesn't even stink. But she did leave the skid mark in the toilet. Does that ruin it for you?
Nah.
Really just powering through, whatever.
No, it doesn't bother me. As long, I mean.
I would probably say something. Just to
that
make
would
a
ruin
joke
it for her.
Yeah.
Once you
yeah,
said
yeah,
something, yeah. That would ruin
but
it for
see,
her.
But see, that's the problem is I would probably make a joke out of it. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I know because you're a professional comedian too, like, but I get it. But I just.
Like, I would probably be like, you know, most girls will leave like their belt or something. And then for a reason to come back, you left a skid mark. Like, that's no, there's no reason to come back for that. Why are you, yes, you left the wrong thing for me. Like, why?
Yeah, she's yeah. done with you. The minute that happens, she's like, yeah, I'm never going back there again.
Most
either
girls,
from embarrassment and otherwise, yeah, she ain't coming back.
Most girls leave their bra. You just, no, you just ruined the
toilet.
You
left a trail.
You left it. Like, a, yeah, see?
All right, on that note, we're going to skip a beat, get back on track again, and at the halfway point. Reshuffle the deck, but so far so good.
We got
lots
a sports
of fun.
Story in. It's all good.
Yeah, we got
hey,
one.
Hey, look, do this text. For the record, contrary to what Joel thinks, most of us listen to 97.5 instead of 610 because y'all don't talk sports all the time. So keep it up. This
I don't
is
think
entertain-
you have to talk it all the
this
time.
This is entertaining radio.
You guys act like this is a sports station or something.
Yeah.
What?
God forbid we would think that. All right, hey, and it's always attack Joel, which is exactly what I appreciate about it.
What? I read more hate tweets from me. That was your first one today.
Today.
Okay.
Got me on that. All right, we'll be back with more ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Cold stone, cold. You see me standing, but I'm dying on the.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Who knew that you don't need Steve Austin to be stone cold? And if you want to hear songs like this one right here, called Stone Cold, then I got a place for you. It's called Rodeo Houston. I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but it's rodeo time, Houston, which means for the next 2+ weeks after a strong first week, the rodeo is happening over at NRG, and you can be a part of it each and every night. And any night you want to be in the lowdown boot scooting feeling that comes with being a part of the rodeo. For just $18, you get to see Demi Lovato tonight. You get rodeo action before that. You get to go shopping, get some good food, take the kids and all the friends to the carnival. It is a fun-filled fiesta for just $18 a person. If you want tickets, rodeohouston.com. Demi Lovato tonight. Nick wishes he was there. Nick, you never. What do you got her on a 1 to 10 scale? You're putting her up in the 9 category.
I'll give her an 8.5 or a 9. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
I was
I'm
worried what
you
were going to give her, but as long as you're just giving her a number, we're fine.
Yeah, just a number.
Ross Varner on Twitter said he dated a girl that clogged the toilet, and she couldn't unclog it herself and asked him to help.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's
son,
not
that
good.
Would be it. I'd be like, you know what? It's cool. I'll move, but you got to go. I'm just, I won't, it's like a, I'll
I was
move.
Just going to tell you during
I'll
the break,
maintenance.
Your fourth date was in our bathroom. because after she left, there's now a janitor with a full Mr. Goodwrench belt full of tools on the phone trying to figure out what's going on in our restroom. Eric, so that's always encouraging.
Eric W. on Twitter, he goes by at the Agent Eric. He said, I had a crazy ex in college. She was afraid of public restrooms. So one time on a road trip, she deuced in a pillowcase in the back of a car and throws it out the window. And that was the end of that. Now, he said that was the end of that. That was the end of the relationship, or that was the end of the deuce, and then you moved on?
Should have been the end of the relationship, 100%. I'm
saying, that chick is savage. Climbing in the back of a car
and the deuce,
in a pillowcase? Because you gotta squat. I mean, you got to get up to do that. Like, maybe that's that third row where you just sit on the back of the second row and then attach the pillowcase to your belt loops or something. I don't know. Then you just look like a lawnmower.
The deuce in itself in an automobile is troubling.
Yeah.
You know, because it brings up two different things. One, like, I've heard over and over again people that use, like, cups, big gulp cups or bottles because they can't pull over because they got it.
To pee?
Yeah, to pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like, when my grandfather, when he had a delivery route for dry cleaning. And he literally had the auto body saw a hole out of the floorboards of the car.
Shut up.
Because it wasn't carpeted. It was just one of those big delivery trucks. Yeah. It was just steel. So he sawed a kind of a fairly big hole so that literally he could just let it fly while he was driving. So I've heard that stuff. But when you start getting into deuces.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And that look, it's not like it's going to come out smelling like a rose. That's awful.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, OU Mike texted the show when we had that call from John and was like, seriously, guys? Like, WTF, and you won't accept my calls? That's a good point, Mike. Maybe that's our bad. As bad as the dating scene is today, I'm okay with skid marks in the toilet. Way better than her drawers. That was from USA Mike. Gotta agree with that. And then there was one other one. Dr. Dre on 290 said, if she leaves a skid mark, truly depends on how hot she is. And I kind of agree with
that. That's
kind
of where I was going with
it. If she's a 5'6", probably won't be back.
What about if she's Demi Lovato?
If she's a 9'10", she can do what she wants.
What if she's Demi Lovato?
A 7? No. I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
Producer Ashton said she deserves an extra half a point for surviving Disney and a cocaine addiction.
No. No, that she loses. So
she,
a half
well,
a
she
point.
Got
I
didn't
know
it.
She had a coke.
She was a 6.5, and she just got upgraded to a 7.
No, if she had a coke addiction, she goes down a half a point.
Well, that's, if she looks that good after the, I think that's the point. I mean, maybe
that's cheating to slim up if you do it that way. That's cheating. No, no,
that's slim fast in the hood.
Yeah,
is that
exactly
what you're saying?
Somebody texted, hooked up with a girl last weekend, and when she got to my place, she wanted to take a shower, so I gave her a clean towel. It was a white towel. Next day after she leaves. Brown stripe on the towel.
Mm.
True story. She was super hot, but you can't go back down that road after that.
Well, maybe you already did.
I'm kind of with him.
I'm just saying.
Went down
at that point, a little too late. I think you already did.
Went down that dirt road a couple of times.
Can
huh?
you say that?
Yeah, you probably can.
I don't know.
You can't refer to
look
it
at Nick's head
road?
Just came. I got a swivel. Nick was just like, what?
I'm trying to interact with our listeners.
We are all now hypersensitive to that.
Yeah. It's just
way
gonna,
to go, Barry.
My
yes,
bad.
Forget the thanks, Joel. How about thanks, Barry,
yeah.
on that one?
And that's the thing. Like, most decent people have a toilet brush near their toilet.
Absolutely right.
And so you should have one if you're dating just for that very reason, so you don't embarrass the chick. But, you know, when I was single, I always had this thing that I would do. Like, if I tried to pick up a hot chick and she said no, I would just picture her dropping a deuce, and then it made me feel better. I was like, okay, she's nasty, and I didn't want that anyways. That's a good rule to live by.
Just I could see you doing that before you approach her, like to help you build confidence.
No,
and talk to her.
No. You try to land the hot chicks, and then if you don't, then you got to make that reasoning why it's okay. And usually, deuce.
Not like just turning the page quickly and moving on.
No,
that's
no,
not
no.
part of the equation.
No. I'm vengeful. No.
Okay.
Here we go. What is this going to be?
Yeah.
Trey says she's upset. So.
Uh oh.
We can take it if you want.
She's going to be angry. Guys, she's going to say mean things. I have a feeling.
Nick, get your finger on the button.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, yes. Y'all are not even funny, and y'all are very disgusting.
All right, Carrie.
Carrie, anything?
White boys.
Carrie, how long
What'd
have you
say?
Been working?
Did she say white boys?
No, I think she said, I'm afraid she said
F-boys.
F-boys, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you dumped her?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and plus that wasn't a female voice.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, I think that was
Someone playing a female voice?
Yeah. Worse than Senior Slow-Mo that we had before.
So we're gonna have to not read text or take
calls. I'm telling you guys
that
I knew it from the minute we started opening up this can of worms today that Nick was gonna have his hands full the rest of the day.
Yeah, Jesse said, I'm a dedicated listener, but put some respect on Demi and her hotness. I'm sorry, dude.
So y'all don't know.
Like,
y'all don't know.
Yeah, Nick's your dude, because I'm not. I mean, she's okay. There's pictures where she looks really hot, but there's pictures where, no.
Nick, you like a little extra meat on the bones?
I don't mind it. It's not gonna upset me at all, no.
All right.
I like it, yeah, sure. Okay. Why not?
I'm just asking a question, man.
Yeah.
Nick's okay. A little defensive now.
Yeah, wow. All right. And some of the things that Richard's tweeting, we cannot repeat on air.
Yeah, no.
Which is not shocking.
Nope. I did get a sports related tweet. Are we ready for
that? We got a call too that's sports related.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it then. That's fine.
Chill Clinton. What's up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, the better the weed, the better the day. I had a quick question for you guys. So do we consider James Harden the top five Rockets, top five Charles history?
A top five Rocket in team history?
Is number one. That's undebatable.
Right.
But is he in the top?
So you're saying, yes. Like, of the Mount Rushmore of Rockets history,
sure.
Is James...
That's only four.
I mean,
he's saying five.
I understand
Elijah
that.
One.
So you're going to go five. You want our top five in Rockets history?
I think he's
top
in, yes.
Top five in Rockets history. And do you guys think James Harden is in that top five?
Yes.
I think he's there now. I think based on statistically who he's passed in the past... 6 weeks or so, in the last year, put it that way, you know, he's passed the likes of Dream and Yao and Calvin in different categories. I think you got to put him up there for the franchise, because the franchise, quite honestly,
and is it not debatable that Elijah One is one? That's not debatable. Is
not
it?
Even not question. Even close. He is number one. Anyone that would tell you any different is out of their mind.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you, guys. Great show, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, Chill Clinton. Thank you. Yeah, I think you have to put James top five. I mean, he got him to the Western Conference Finals practically by himself. Now, Dwight did all the work in the playoffs.
Boy, Dwight did some work last night, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jeez. I was watching that game going, I feel like I'm reliving his Rockets career.
Yeah. Really missed that guy.
Yeah. You could tell he played because you had to look at the box score. You didn't see any numbers. You just had to make sure that he was actually the starting center for the Hawks.
Right. Somebody texted, I missed the first hour. Does the Usual Suspects have a podcast? Yes, indeed, we do.
Yes.
It's on podcastarena.com.
Correct.
Or you could just go to the front page of ESPN975.com and find the show name, and it'll take you there as well. Right?
Absolutely.
I have a sports tweet / question that if we can do in next segment if you guys want to. We'll
and think about that now. Quickly, can you rattle off your top five in Rockets history?
I could, yeah.
Olajuwon,
uh-huh.
Harden,
okay,
Ralph Sampson,
okay,
all right.
I would put Clyde Drexler in that mix and Moses Malone.
I would not. I
probably
would put
those
Moses
five.
Malone,
okay.
You wouldn't put Clyde Drexler in there?
No, because he played the majority of his career at Portland. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not, no Elvin Hayes, no love for Elvin Hayes
or Calvin Murphy. Again, yeah, Elvin Hayes Calvin had a career.
Rudy
with...
T is in that mix? No, not top five.
No, not for what happened. I mean, for what happened, Rudy will always have a special place in the heart of Houston Rockets fans for two reasons: the punch. And the championships
for sure.
I mean, he was a hell of a
and
player.
People
too.
Forget, yeah, he was an all star and a hell of a player until he had the punch.
Yep.
So
but I'm with you. I think I would drop Sampson and Drexler
drop
from
Clyde
that list.
Drop Sampson.
Drop Clyde Drexler and Ralph Sampson, and add Elvin Hayes and Calvin Murphy to that list.
I'd have Murph, and because Elvin played a majority of his career in other places too, or he came back with he had two stints with the Rockets, but he played and won a championship with Washington.
He was an original Rocket though, wasn't he?
No,
I thought he was in San Diego Rocket.
No.
No?
Murph and Rudy, I believe, were the only two.
I know Rudy was a San Diego Rocket.
Yeah, Rudy and Murph were San Diego Rockets. Yeah,
are you sure? I'm about to Google that.
Well, I know Rudy.
First of all, I didn't doubt
Calvin.
That, but that's the beauty of the show. You're the guy that you're the information source through the internet. Well, all right, so we'll check on that. We'll get you our top fives, and we've got a sports related question from Barry coming up. So if you want to join the show, please do 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Oh,
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, almost 2 in the books and 1 to go with a little bit more left of the show. Touching on a lot of different topics today. Barry looked it up at the break. Elvin Hayes was a member of the San Diego Rockets. So were Rudy and Murph in the last year of the San Diego Rockets. They made the transition.
Elvin Hayes played 3 years, and then Rudy and Calvin joined him the last year they were in San Diego, and then they all made the trip.
I wonder what San Diego was like back in the day, though, for them to make the decision to leave San Diego.
Well, but basketball was at a different place, too. It wasn't very popular. Even here in Houston, you know, when they were playing at Hoffines, they were giving tickets away. No one was going to those games.
It's just the one city that I haven't gone to in California I really want to visit. Well, I don't know what you San need to Diego go now. Like
oh, it's beautiful.
Most people say it's the A1 place in all of the United States to live.
Weather-wise,
except for the fact that it's
climate, scenery. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you can't beat it weather-wise.
I had two of my best friends live there for several years, and it was a good place to visit. I can tell you that.
So the first year that Rudy and Murph played for the San Diego Rockets, Murph scored, he averaged 15.8 points a game. Rudy averaged 5.3.
But then Rudy picked it up.
Yeah, but I mean, Rudy only played, well, no, he played in 77 games.
But I'm saying he picked it up. I mean, some people struggle with the transition from college to pro, but then he was an all-star, as you mentioned.
But I wouldn't have expected the gap to be that big.
True.
First year. But
see, the thing is, Elvin, because he made two stints with the Rockets, wore two different numbers. There were people that always thought Elvin should get his number retired. Then it became which number, because he started, I believe, by wearing 44. 11, but then he finished.
11, yeah.
Then he finished with 44, which is why Yao's number was retired at 11, which is the guy that I would probably consider for that list.
Yes, Yao. I left Yao out, for sure.
I would put Yao in place of Clyde. I would have Murph on there. I would have Moses on there. I would have Akeem on there. That's 4.
And Harden.
And I would put James as the 5th. Yeah, that's what
See,
I would do.
I guess I'm not as enamored with Yao and what he did. I think what he did for the growth of basketball internationally and into China is completely different than, I mean, he didn't, to me, his tenure here along with Tracy McGrady was a lot more disappointments than it was success because of what they should have done.
You can say that about a lot. I mean, you say that off air a lot of times about the Steve Francis, Coutinho, Mobley Rockets.
Yeah. That was
really disappointing for me as a fan.
And that was hard to swallow just because it was hard basketball to watch the way they dribbled the shot clock out every trip.
Yeah. But I think as far as, I mean, because you can remember the teams of the 80s. You know, in 86, and those teams did a lot more, I think, or it felt like they were
They did more
caliber.
With less, though. Like, the year with Del Harris, was it 86 or 81, when they were 41-41 and just bleh during the regular season, but then just got hot at the right time and wrote it out. And Moses was just on another planet at that time, too, but then he just ran into a buzzsaw when they ran into the Celtics. But I just think, to your Yao point, you know, it's a fair discussion to have because he still put up great numbers and he still played his whole career with the Rockets, which, again, I think should factor in. Nick and I were talking in the break. It annoys me to some degree that Clyde has his number retired in two places because if Clyde goes in the Hall of Fame, he's going in as a Blazer. I mean, he spent the majority of and all of his good years, for the most part, with the Blazers. And Bob
I don't
Lanier
think he should be either, but maybe it has something to do with his Houston ties, too.
Oh, it does, yeah.
You know, playing for the University of Houston.
Because there's a couple guys. Bob Lanier comes to mind. Bob Lanier has his number retired with the Bucks, where he played later in his career, but they had really good teams. But Bob Lanier was a Detroit Piston. Bob Lanier was known as the best big man in Pistons history, you know, maybe still is. So, yeah, there's several guys that you can put into that mix, but that bothers me to have your number retired in two different places. It's like going to the Hall of Fame. You're not wearing a split jersey.
Yeah.
Or a hat.
If you contributed to both teams in a meaningful way, I don't have a problem with that.
Clyde played, what, 5 years here? Less than 5 years
here? Yeah, but they won a championship, right?
And he came mid-season.
He was still there.
I understand that, but that's acknowledging an accomplishment, but that's not retiring a jersey to me. Retiring a jersey...
Well, I'm saying, I'm saying in general, like, I'm sure you could think of other examples of guys who played in two different on two different teams and had a meaningful contribution. Garnett, what he did with the Wolves, what he did with the Celtics. Sure. You would have a problem if his number, if his jersey was retired at both places?
It doesn't belong retired in Boston, for sure. Yeah, it's like Ray Allen.
I mean Ray Allen was the big three, though. That was the big, he was part of the big three.
Of the big three, Paul Pierce is the only one that deserves to have his number retired in Boston. And I'm surprised he still has the number because Nick, I was telling Nick in the break, they lead all of professional sports in retired numbers. They're running out of numbers.
They have to be.
Yeah. But look, of the big three, Ray Allen's number should be retired. It's arguable between the Sonics and the Bucks, but I would say as much as it pains me, Sonics probably.
Yeah, and KG had some great. Obviously, he won a championship with the Boston Celtics. Right. But yeah, his heyday
his
was
whole
with Minnesota.
Career was Minnesota. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to read this.
But that's also, by the way, Nick, why KG wore five in Boston because 21 was retired.
They do run out. They're going to run out.
They got
out
a
quick ton. Yeah. El Jefe said, I have to say, this is the worst day to listen to you guys in my car while driving around with my mom.
Yeah, I saw that tweet. Was that El Jefe?
Yeah,
yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, without a doubt. So the question that I had for you guys. Going into or going out of last segment was somebody tweeted to me and said, what are your thoughts on Bregman and his comments about Rougned Odor act like you've been there before after 70 whole days in the MLB? Have you been watching the World Baseball Classic at all?
I watched bits and pieces.
You're missing some fantastic
I know you're
games.
Going nuts on it. I just haven't.
And I wasn't even
going
to watch it, but I'm telling you, this is some good baseball. It is. If you like baseball, it's good baseball. And last night, there was the tiebreaker for Venezuela and Italy. And it was 2-2 going into the ninth. Venezuela scores two. Odor hits again. Another clutch. And that's my argument is, you know what? He's going to celebrate. Let him celebrate. He's clutch. I mean, Rougned Odor is one.
He's a hell of a player.
He's a clutch hitter. And when
you
come
with
through
his fist or the bat,
when you come through in the clutch like he has, yep. I have no problem with the dude. I mean, is Bregman going to get mad because of Carlos
Correa's
bat flip?
Right.
If you're not going to get mad at one, don't get mad at the other.
So what happens? So Odor gets a big hit.
Odor hits one off the top of the wall. Thought it was a home run. He's celebrating, and a run scores, comes around all the way and scores, and then they go back and review it and say nope. It was off the top of the wall, so he didn't advance past first, so he had to stay at first. So now it's 3-2, and then another big hit. I forget who comes up, gets another couple hits, drives in the run anyway, so now it's 4-2. But he was really celebrating and going nuts when he hit that home, or thought what it was a home run, and that's probably where Bregman, where the quote, I didn't see the tweet, but that's probably where it came from, because he was getting after it last night, celebrating. But then on top of that, Italy comes back, leadoff hitter, in the bottom of the ninth, home run, 4-3. It got interesting, man, and a lot of these games have been like that.
Didn't rectify the whole tiebreaker thing, and it was...
No.
Wow.
The tiebreaker thing was... It was funny, not funny, but it was almost sad to see Mexico lose a tiebreaker by .01 runs allowed.
Yep.
That's what the tiebreaker was coming down to.
Yep.
Yeah. Who, and they said that, you know, Mexico was mad about that, losing... Because they gave up 5 runs to Italy in the ninth, and if they would have just gotten one out, they would have won that tiebreaker against Venezuela, and they would have moved on.
Did I also read somewhere that Odor is starting now and Altuve is not?
I don't know.
Someone tweeted that Altuve got benched.
Oh, I don't know about
in
that.
In the World Baseball
Classic.
I don't
Classic know who's benching Altuve.
Yeah, I was like, that.
He scored the winning run.
I haven't
been
watching it, but I read that. I was like, that can't be right.
No, he scored the winning run for Venezuela a few games ago. I doubt he got benched. I'd be surprised if he did. I won't say I doubt. I would be very surprised if he
You'll
was
check
benched.
That on the break.
It may be, you know, it could be health. Maybe something came down from the Astros where they're like, hey, he's been struggling with a knee or, you know, he's got a sore hammy. Can you guys not play him too much? And they won't. They'll rest the stars if they have to, if the clubs request that, which is a good thing. So.
All right, so we got plenty more show to get to. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to join in on the show, of course, as always, 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4, and we'll be back with more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.